VOA News. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul on Thursday, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an educational institution in the capital. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for both attacks. An advisor to the Minister of Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved. Turkey has raised tariffs of over $500 million in goods imported from the United States, including vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. Last Friday, the U.S. doubled tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum exports. And on Thursday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. Russia says the latest U.S. sanctions imposed on Russian, Chinese, and Singaporean companies are, quote, destructive and useless. The U.S. penalized the three companies Wednesday, accusing them of helping North Korea avoid international sanctions. On Thursday, the Russian Foreign Ministry said the new U.S. sanctions come when, quote, joint international efforts, end quote, are needed toward a settlement in North Korea. Russia said the sanctions could undermine denuclearization talks. The U.S. has accused a Chinese trading company and its affiliate in Singapore of falsifying documents aimed at easing illegal shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea. Companies are said to have earned more than $1 billion. The Russian company was also sanctioned for providing port services to North Korean-flagged ships engaged in illegal oil shipments. This is VOA News. China is sending a trade negotiator to the United States in a renewed effort to end a worsening tariff dispute that has raised fears that will affect global economic growth. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shankly reports.
The Commerce Ministry has announced that the delegation led by Deputy Commerce Minister will visit Washington in late August to discuss issues of mutual concern. It gave no details of a possible agenda. The two governments are poised to impose a new round of tariff hikes on $16 billion of each other's goods next week in the worsening conflict over Beijing's technology policy. This month's meeting would be the first between senior U.S. and Chinese officials since the talks in Beijing on the 3rd of June, which ended with no settlement. I'm Zariah Shakili.
Rescuers continue their search for possible survivors and bodies of victims of Tuesday's highway bridge collapse in Italy. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
The city of Genoa's chief prosecutor has said there may still be 10 to 20 people missing, and not all the recovered bodies have been identified. Sniffer dogs and large earth movers are being used to search around large chunks of concrete in the debris of the collapsed bridge. Family members of those unaccounted for still hope a miracle may have kept their loved ones alive. Meanwhile, hundreds of people have been evacuated from homes near parts of the bridge left standing, and we're told they may never be able to go back to their homes. Authorities said the homes might have to be torn down, along with the remaining bridge, which will then be rebuilt. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Hundreds of newspapers across America are pushing back against President Trump's attacks on what he calls fake news. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Cameroon Medical.
From the Press Herald in Portland, Maine, to the Honolulu Star Advisor, newspapers printed editorials of unity. The Chicago Sun-Times says it believes most Americans know the president's talking nonsense about fake news and reporters being the enemy of the people. North Carolina's Fayetteville Observer says it hopes the president will stop. He has not. Tweeting this morning, the fake news media is the opposition party. Some newspapers did not join the effort. The Baltimore Sun says the campaign plays into the hands of Trump supporters who think the media's out to get him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.